Philadelphia's upcoming People Visit has many residents complaining about road closures, crowded sidewalks, and heightened security. But Philly isn't the first city in Pennsylvania to experience a population-doubling event. Whether it's Little Leaguers or groundhog lovers, these towns say playing host is the best part of the year. Keystone Crossroads' Eleanor Klibanoff has more.
In case you hadn't heard, the Pope is coming to Philadelphia, and the whole city is a bit on edge. Don't let Mayor Michael Nutter's blasé tone fool you.
This will be the largest event in the city of Philadelphia in modern history.
The city is expecting as many as 1.5 million visitors, doubling the city's population for a weekend. This could top even the most important events in Philadelphia's history.
We anticipate that this papal visit will be even larger than Pope John Paul II's visit in 1979.
No, not that.
Possibly larger than the 2008 Philadelphia Phillies World Series parade.
Well, no wonder the whole city's in a flap. It's hard to imagine any place doubling its population with grace and class, right? Oh, except 2 weeks ago in Williamsport, a city of 30,000.
85 home runs shatters the all-time home run record in the Little League World Series competition.
Jason Fink, executive director of the Lycoming County Visitors Bureau, says the U.S. championship game alone saw 45,000 attendees. For every Williamsport resident, there was 1.5 people in the stadium that day.
It's estimated somewhere around 80 to 90,000 people came in to experience the Little League World Series.
It may not surprise you to hear that the city isn't built to support that many people.
Within Lycoming County, we have somewhere around 1,500 to 1,700 hotel rooms. We can't house all of those people.
Doubling, nay, tripling the size of the town for a week is nothing but good news in Williamsport. Hotels, restaurants, and retailers do most of their annual business during this one event each year.
We gotta wake Phil up by calling his name. Phil! Phil!
Katie Donald, Phil! Executive Director Phil! Of the Groundhog Phil! Club, sees the same thing in Punxsutawney.
We have a couple hotels in Punxsie, and they're always, you know, booked solid. If you want one for this coming year, you're probably not going to find it in Punxsie, but you could book for 2017.
Every February 2nd, a groundhog draws 25,000 tourists to this borough of 5,000. You want to talk local-to-visitor ratio, Philly? That's 1 to 5. And then, of course, there's Penn State. 6 or 7 times in a 3-month period, State College explodes. Police Captain Matt Wilson has been working football games for 20 years.
We become the third largest city in Pennsylvania. I've heard that statement made. I don't have any, you know, statistics to back that up, but that's what I hear, and I believe there's a lot of people that come here for a football game.
Luckily, State College has done this so many times, they've got it down to a science. All the surrounding boroughs contribute emergency responders. And for big games, even the state police show up. And yes, if you ask nicely, they'll let you take a selfie with the horse. And if you hear of any pregnant ladies in Philly worried about getting to the hospital during the Pope's visit, take a lesson from State College.
If someone were to call into our 911 center, "I need to get to the hospital," our traffic unit officers will part the seas for them.
How positively biblical. These events might not bring 1.5 million people and high-level security concerns, but they're no less important because of that. Katie Donald of the Groundhog Club says that one weekend in February keeps the town afloat the rest of the year. And it doesn't stop there.
You know, we kind of span the economic impact to the region, so, you know, it's really great for the whole entire region.
So keep the faith, Philadelphia. Unlike these events, the Pope's visit isn't the only thing that draws people to your city. I mean, they have to get their cheesesteaks somewhere, right? Eleanor Klibanoff, Keystone Crossroads.